Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Beautiful weekend ahead. Time to get to work on those spring home improvements. You're tuned into Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show right here on Chicago's very own 720 WBEN.
Yes, we are. Hi there, everybody. Good morning. Nice to see you all. We are live at Fox Home Center in Alsip, not in Vernon Hills. That's next week. If you're on your way to Vernon Hills, turn around and find a gas station, because you're going to need to fill up before you come down here. It's absolutely beautiful. We have a nice crowd out here already. I love all you people. You just can't sleep, can you? Don't think that I'm not smart enough to know that the only reason you're here is because it's free food. Okay? But when we take the pictures, no one can see the food from here. Nice job. Say hi to Sean and Casey, who are going to be our music today. Nice job, gentlemen. And our thanks to just a whole bevy of people that we have to thank throughout the day. But we are broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Alsip, where Chicagoland goes for designer, grand fixtures, tile paint, and lighting, all at affordable prices. And this hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems, Ace Hardware, and Rogers Roofing, which is another Southside company down here. So nice to see all you folks. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We have plenty to do. If you're going to come down to the broadcast, the first 300 people are going to get a goodie bag, which is full of goodness, which is why they call it a goodie bag. And we have a bunch of food here that's being prepared. Lindsay's not happy about the flyer that they put out, because the last time we were here, she was pregnant. And there's a photo of her eating a pancake, right? You're not even listening. It's good. You're not listening because I'm talking about you eating.
I am.
Right. So she's not happy about that. But
no, we need a new promo photo.
Right. I look good.
You look great.
Yeah.
I look like I'm about to dive into.
I think you have something in your mouth as you're going for another,
It's pretty certain.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. That's nice. It's nice. So it's nice to see all you guys. If any of you have a question out here, raise your hand. I'm happy to send a microphone out there. You're already waving. We're very close. For those who can't see, our stage is big. We have people that are literally right on top of us. I look better from a distance. We may move back later. But it's nice to see you all here. Lots to talk about today. The first thing is what I needed to talk about. Where's my little list of things that we needed to talk about? Well, I'm going to tell you about something fun that happened. This is what I didn't tell you. This week I was in, our daughter Mallory plays lacrosse, and we had a game in, Oak Park. So my father-in-law came, and we're outside. It's a nice day, and this goes under the category of doing something nice and not really looking for any recognition. So as we're leaving the game, they were victorious, by the way, I have my daughter, her friend Haley, my father-in-law, and it's around dinner time. I go, do we want to stop and get a bite to eat? We're coming up Harlem Avenue, and all of a sudden we see this Mexican restaurant. There's all these cars out there, and we go, let's go in there. Pull into there, and we sit down, and we have a lovely burrito or whatever it was. It was great. I don't even know the name of the restaurant. So we get to, how did you know that? Who said that? How do you know that? Marie's. Is that what it's called? Maria's. That's what it is. Where do you live? Harlem and Higgins. Okay, so it's Maria's on Harlem and Higgins. There you go. They're Maria's getting a little hit. You're ready. So I go to the guy, could we get the bill? We got to go. These girls have homework. We got to go. And he goes, okay, sure. I hand him my credit card, and he comes back. He goes, your dinner's been paid for. I go, my dinner's been paid for. And he hands me this business card. Now, how many of you here have listened to me for a long time? Clapping. That's good, because it's the radio. Very good. You guys are good. Very good. They can't see you raise your hand. That would be television. When you need, let's see how good you are. When you need a part for a window that you can't find a little latch or a thing for a door, for 20 years probably plus, I've been saying you need to go to this place. I'll give you a hint. It's in Stone Park. What is it?
Lake
Blaine Window and Door Supply. That's the place. Okay, when I was in building houses, Mike Jakubowski and I, which, by the way, he made this applause sign for me. Isn't that nice? Very nice. It works. Okay? We used to go there when we would fix windows and stuff, and they had every part in the world. Now, I don't know these people. I always said, if you need a part for a window, you go there, and if they don't have it, you don't need it. Right? So this is the business card they handed me. There's not a name on the card, okay? He just was nice enough to buy us dinner from the folks at Blaine Window Supply. So my father-in-law said, well, you're going to have to say something on the radio, but then everybody's going to think, all I got to do is buy Lou dinner, and he's going to mention something on the radio. So tonight I'm going to be at Gibson's. We'll have a party of six. We're going to sit in the back. I'll be there around 7:30.
We're going to have you guys put a comment.
I'm not really going to be at Gibson's. But when I am, and if you want to buy me dinner, you just never know. So anyway, my thanks to the Blaine people. Again, I have no connection to these people other than they've been running this business in Stone Park forever, and that was very nice, and just a nice thing to do. So we appreciate that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's answer some calls here. We have Henrietta, who is in Wheeling. Henrietta, you are on WGN Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Lou. So good to talk to you. I'm a faithful listener and viewer.
God bless you.
Okay. My question is, my brother and I have inherited a 100-year-old home from my parents, which we want to sell as is.
Okay.
And we have no idea who to contact or how can we make sure we're getting a fair price for the home rather than getting an appraisal.
Well, are you going to use a realtor or are you going to try and sell it yourself?
No, I'm going to probably have to use a realtor. And I know WGN has a sponsor called Grandview Corp, I think it's called, that buys homes and sells them as is. But I don't know too much about them. And I don't know if you know the reputable company.
Where is the home, Henrietta?
It's in the Belmont Cragen area near like Diversey and Central.
It's a hot area.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this is what I would do. I would hire a realtor. Since you're already inheriting the home, you're going to have tax consequences that you're not going to like when you go to sell this house, but that's something you need to probably talk to your financial advisor about just to make sure that you're, you're aware of all the tax implications of all that.
Right.
And I would interview a couple of different realtors that work that area. So that's the important thing, is that you can certainly hire a realtor that, I can do the Belmont Cragen area. That's great, even though they're primarily a Lincoln Park or a Southside realtor. Then they'll come and tell you what we think the house is worth. And so they're really talking more about the market as opposed to the appraisal. Those are two different things. As is homes, that's all you do. When you list that house, it's as is. So when they come and say, well, geez, there's a leak in the basement or this window doesn't open, it's as is. Want to buy it? Here's the price. Out we go.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way you can find somebody that you trust. I assume the home is vacant.
Yeah, it is. It's a two-flat.
Yeah, so I'll tell you right now, if it's a two-flat that is rehabable, Those are hot properties right now because rental properties are very advantageous these days, and a lot of people are looking for them, whether they want to convert to single family or keep it as a two flat for an investment. So you may be surprised how what that thing is worth.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I hope.
I hope so for you too.
Well, great. But if you know of any particular companies that are in that line of work?
Well, I mean, gosh, there's a ton of different realtor companies. One of the companies that does a lot in the city is a company called At Properties. There's also the traditional, the Coldwell Banker, Baird & Warner, been around for a long time, knows the city very well. And you can contact those offices. You could cold call them. And, you could say, hey, I'm looking for someone to give me, they have desk hours. If you don't know anybody, when you call a real estate office, they typically rotate. Any realtors here? Anyone? No? Darn, I could have given you somebody here. You don't want to sell her house, ma'am? No? This lady in the front row, she doesn't want to do it, so. She's just here for the pancakes. No, she's not. But I would just call them and get a couple estimates. Find somebody that you like, Henrietta, and find somebody that you want to work with. And I think that you'll be real happy with that. Thanks so much for the phone call. It is 7:21 in the morning. We are live at Fox Home Center in Alsip. We're here till 10 o'clock. Got a nice crowd here already. Come out and see us. We'll be back right after these. Does anybody have a roof leak? Really? When's the last time any of you have been up in your attic? Nobody, no one's not nodding their story. All right, this story is from a few days ago. I don't know if you heard this, okay? But in France, there was a family that lives in this old house, and they had a roof leak in their attic, okay? And so they've lived in this house for a long time, and they finally decide they're going to go up and figure out where the roof is leaking. To get into the attic, they had to break through this door that they've never gone up to, okay? And when they go up there in this home in Toulouse, they discover a painting which was partially damaged by water, and when they went up to that attic to fix the leak, they took a picture of the painting, and then they sent it to some people that know things about painting. They think it's a lost Caravaggio painting that is quite possibly worth $135 million. I think you all need to go up in the attic. Right? Who knows what's up there? Welcome back. We're broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Alsip, where Chicagoland goes for designer grand fixtures, tile paint, and lighting, all at affordable prices. I know what you folks are thinking. If you heard was our last remote at Bartolini's Meatball Heaven? What was it called? Bartolini's? Bartolini's. Anybody been to Bartolini's? Been there? The meatballs are fantastic. Yeah, were you there? I made radio history at Bartolini's by giving away chicken manure. Don't worry, I brought a bag for you. Someone is going to win a bag of Espoma organic chicken manure. You're welcome. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Joyce, who's in Aurora. Joyce, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, how can I help you?
Well, I was mending some statuary items for my yard, and I was doing it on my kitchen counter. And even though I thought it was protected, I have super glue now on my counter, and I'd like to know how to get it off.
What is that counter?
It's a laminate. It's a dark brown in color, so I don't know if there's something I can do to polish it down or some solution I can put on it to get some of it off.
Joyce.
I know.
How about this? Where are you, Joyce? Where do you live? In
I'm
Aurora.
In Aurora.
All right, I want you to go to the hardware store.
My
and
Ace
I want
man.
You to your Ace, your local Ace. And I want you to ask them to sell you a little plastic putty knife.
Okay.
And that plastic putty knife has a pretty sharp edge on it, but it's not going to damage the laminate because it's not as hard as the laminate. And you're going to gently, I'm sorry?
I have most of it off. It's just that there's still some residue or some that's just not piled up, but just like a shiny little spot, and I'd like to know if there's
so you can't, okay, so you can't take your, if you put your finger across it, there's nothing there, it's just the residue?
I used a table knife to get most of it off, and it came off, but it's kind of like scratched now, you know.
Well, I'm not going to be able to do anything with that scratch.
No.
So the shiny part, what you can try, there is a super glue dissolver that you can buy, but what it worries me is that it could discolor the counter too.
Yeah. Okay.
So the Ace should have that. I can't think of the name, but it's a super glue dissolver. And if you ask them for that, it comes in a little bottle. Try it in a spot like under the toaster first.
Okay.
Yeah, just to make sure it doesn't discolor the top.
Uh-huh.
And then put a little bit on there, and then use a plastic scrubbing brush, like a scrubbing pad.
Right.
But plastic, not metal, not you know, steel wool, because you'll scratch it worse, with light pressure. I don't want you to go crazy on it, because then you'll make it worse.
Okay.
And you did it right next to where you see it all the time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Joyce. I appreciate you calling.
Have a great day.
Welcome back to the Mr. Fix-It Show. Thank you so much. Veronica Carter, back in the studios, was gone for a couple weeks because she was in China with her son. How was that trip?
It was mostly good, mostly amazing.
All right.
Now that I've set that up, you're going to say, wait, what was wrong?
So, you know, we do this thing at the Manfredini house when we have dinner. We do best thing, worst thing.
Ah, okay.
Right, with all the kids. So we say best thing, worst thing, max. And so you don't have to have a worst thing, but you have to have a best thing. And so then you think of the day, what it's going to be. So best thing, worst thing, Veronica.
Let's see. Best thing was absolutely the kids' reaction to everything. They expected something from China, and they saw something completely different. Number one, they thought that it was people would be different, and they found out that kids are really kids no matter where you go.
Right.
They have the same dreams and hopes, and they like to goof around. They like to, you know, eat junk food.
Right.
Although not as much.
Did you see Kentucky Fried Chicken there?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
The big cities, Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's, and Pizza Hut.
There you go.
So
that's what I think of when I think of China.
Basically our worst fast food.
Yeah.
I know there was a Subway there, too, somewhere.
Yes.
Right.
There were some Subways.
Was there a Panda Express?
Never saw a Panda Express.
All right.
Not
that
once.
Would be weird.
Yeah, a little bit strange. And the food there is...
Where were you in China?
Went to Beijing first. Saw the Great Wall, Forbidden City, Tiananmen Square. Went to Hangzhou second, which was my favorite place because it's very green. Rains a lot, like Seattle a lot. So it's very, you know, kind of damp and humid, but just beautiful. Went to a tea plantation, which was one of my favorite things.
Right.
Went to the university, and the kids loved it.
Wow. And what about, the travel was amazing, like, as far as exhausting to get there and come back?
Yeah, especially on the way home, I think, because I had to go right back to work, you know, basically hours after I got home.
Right. Did you have your Picasso face on, where, like, your ear was on your cheek and your eye was on the top of your head, that one?
Well, unfortunately, and this is one of the bad things, I got sick. Which I never get sick here. So maybe, and then maybe that's a problem. Maybe I'm just, you know, it was my turn. I was due. Got a cold.
Too much Subway?
Too much weird food, I think. I mean, because we tried.
What an exciting opportunity, though, for your kids.
Yes.
And you took a bunch of kids, right? It was like you were like a chaperone.
Yes, there were 10 kids from several different schools. And ranging.
What ages?
The youngest was an eighth grader, but she was actually from China. She was adopted from a family in Indiana. So was born and raised in China until she was 12.
Wow.
I lived in an orphanage, so it was... It's a big culture shock for her
to go
from, you know, in a poor city in an orphanage to come to America. So we talked a lot about that. But I think the most interesting thing was our perceptions of China are not exactly how it is.
Right.
We have this image in our mind of what it's going to be like. But the people just absolutely worship us. They are so impressed by us.
Really?
Yes, and I didn't expect that. They made us pose for pictures all the time. You know, they were just giggling, especially in the northern cities because they're not as used to...
Maybe we got to do the Mr. Fix-It Show in China.
You should because they roll out the red carpet.
I wonder how you say... Does anyone here speak Chinese? I wonder how you say Mr. Fix-It in Chinese. Google it.
That would be a tough one.
Yeah, that'd be a
tough one. Pronouncing, you know, the words would be tough.
Right. Well, that's interesting. Now, anybody here in my audience today, has anyone been to China? Now think about that. Those kids, eighth grade to whatever, and we got a bunch of 30-year-old people here in the audience. I know. You're welcome.
I looked it up, Lou. It's a bunch of symbols. I can't read it.
All right, good. Thank you. Maybe that's the tattoo I get, right?
You should.
Right. I always see the people that get the Chinese tattoos, and I'm like, wait, you're not Chinese. What's with that? You know, if you're going to do it so we can all read it.
It's the mystique.
Anyway. Right, I guess so. Well, welcome back. We're glad to have you.
Thank you very much.
I'll make sure that Sam Panionovich keeps you awake if you're falling asleep today.
Oh, and by the way, just if you do go, anybody in the audience goes to China, be prepared for the food because it's a little odd. you get a platter of beautifully roasted chicken, but the chicken head is also roasted and it's on the plate.
Nice. Looking right back at you. Right.
All the fish have eyeballs.
Right.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm looking at lovely eggs and hash here. Nothing's looking back at
me. That's a good thing.
All right. Well, thanks, Veronica. Veronica will be back at 8 o'clock this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Laura is in Bourbonnais. Hi, Laura. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou.
How can I help you?
We live in a rural area and have had wind damage on our roof and need a new roof. What kind of shingles do you recommend for an area where we live?
What kind of shingles?
Yeah.
Well, if it's if you're kind of in an area where you get lots of wind, you want to make sure that you're putting down a shingle that's what they call a solid tab. So the typical three-tab shingle has more opportunity for wind to get underneath it and rip it off. So if you go with an architectural shingle where the actual piece of shingle is one piece that gets nailed down, I think that you'll find that that's the better way to go. Shingles are rated by weight, and so they will have a rating on them based on how much they weigh per square, which is a 10 by 10 area. So you're looking for something that weighs 250 pounds per square.
Okay.
And then within that, you know, it can be a little less. It can be 200 pounds. That would be fine, too. But you're looking for stuff that is manufacturers like GAF, Tamco, Elk is a very good name. CertainTeed makes very good shingles. It's all about the people putting it down. Okay, so it's you want to get a really good roofing contractor. Now, down in Bourbonnais, I don't have a actually, you know, I wonder if the Rogers roofing people go to Bourbonnais because they're south side, right? Bourbonnais is right by Kankakee.
Yes.
Right. I used to drive by Bourbonnais all the time on my way to Milliken. So you could call the folks at Rogers Roofing. They might be able to give you an estimate. And there's also a website for contractors, roofing contractors, called the National Roofing Contractors Association, which is the NRCA. .net. And then you can plug in your zip code. But if you want to call Rogers, do you have a pencil?
Yes.
773-768-3022.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. The contractor that we got an estimate from recommended Owens Corning.
Wouldn't be my first choice.
No.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a fine company. They're not that, and this is just my opinion. The other brands that I mentioned would be the ones I'd go with first.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Thank you so much, Lou.
You got to have a great day. I appreciate you calling. How's the breakfast this morning? Delicious? The food is being provided by Gravy, which is delicious. There, Didi Sarico is the owner there. They're at 26 Calendar Avenue in LaGrange, Illinois. It's Nana's Sunday Cooking every day. Delicious. Really nice. And then there's a delicious cake. I don't know if you saw that Mr. Fix-It cake out there. I don't know when they're slicing it, but it matches my shirt. And it's from United Kitchen, and Danielle Karen was the owner there. They make lovely artisan, homemade from scratch. Listen to this, Lindsay. Gluten-free, vegan, dairy-free. Look at how she's smiling.
I feel like you're making fun of me, though.
No, I'm not making fun of you. You like all that stuff.
I do.
Me, I want the fat, I want the grease, and give me the extra dairy. Can I get some blue cheese on it? 26 West Calendar Avenue in LaGrange, Illinois as well. Very nice. Thank you for the providing the yummy food this morning. It's time now for our Noodaloo 2 that I think you'll find to be useful day or night.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
All right.
how many times have you been trying to find an address of a home, business, or building you're looking for after the sun goes down, but then can't find the darn street numbers? Whether it's too dark or they're located somewhere inconspicuously, even if they're printed at the end of the driveway or on the mailbox, it's still sometimes hard to see those numbers after dark. So when I first opened the package from Solar IDs, I wasn't sold, but the more I thought about it, the more I got it. Solar ID was established because of reports about delays in rescue from first responders and patients to a surgeon. Even when they were using GPS, sometimes people have difficulty quickly and accurately identifying locations. Well, Solar ID are eco-friendly solar-powered numbers to be displayed as the address to light the way to your home or business. Each number is 4 inches tall and has 8 to 12 warm yellow LEDs on the surface. Each number is self-contained in a weather, UV-resistant, and polycarbonate container that meet building code requirements in just about all states. No assembly, no wires, no messes. You just want to make sure that they're accessible to the sun for about 6 to 8 hours during the day, and then when that sun goes down, on come the LEDs that'll display your address visibly for guests, in emergencies, or for delivery services. Gotta get those Amazon Prime packages. Each number comes with mounting strips, rechargeable batteries, and each one goes for $29.95. Cool! You can find out more or purchase at solar-id.com. I will, as usual, put all this information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page at WGNRadio.com, also on his Facebook page, and also up on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's News to Lose 2.
Really?
Really.
You like it?
When I opened the box at first, I was a little unsure.
Okay.
But
so I'm
had it out on my patio, and I, you know, got the sunshine shining on it, and I forgot about it. And then later on, I was like, what is that shining out on my lawn? And
okay. I like the concept.
Yes.
That the light, that it lights up your numbers. Okay, that's kind of nice. But this is what hangs on your house, what I'm holding. Doesn't this look like this is the package? See, you got it. That's the nose. Did you see the nose? Look at, what's your name, ma'am? Katie. Katie went, She did that, This looks like I need to take it out of the package, right? Yes.
Right.
That's what I don't like. And like, this looks like, oh, that's great. Can I take it out and mount the number? But it's like a clamshell thing.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. And the other thing is the LED lights that they have, the little diodes there, they need more of them. Because what you're going to see is little dot, 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 dot. It's going to look like
It looks like a number.
It does? Mm-hmm. So the whole thing lights up?
Yes.
Okay. Here's my other thing. This is $30.
It is.
One number. How many of you live at one? You do? You have five. You right. If they put this on the front of Fox Home Center, right. 11150 South Cicero, that's $150.
It is. You're right. But for
let them find me. Right?
Correct.
You could save that $150, say, and when tonight when I'm at Gibson's at 7:30 in the back,
under
Manfredini, at Gibson's, you could buy me like an appetizer. Okay, I get it. I like it. But I think this is a Don Adams moment. You have no idea who that is. Right?
No.
Where am I going with that? Anyone? Don Adams? What did he used to say? What? Get smart. But what did he always used to say? Missed it by that much. Right? Remember? It's right there.
It is. I love the concept.
I love the concept, but they got to get it out of... Why is it frustrating?
When you're driving... I mean, it's frustrating when you're driving around. I mean, everyone's been there when you're going, well, I can't see the number. It's covered by the tree.
Yeah. I don't know why more people don't have lights outside of their house.
That, too.
That would be nice. I like the concept. Two things. I want it out of the package to look a little nicer. Okay? And I don't want it to be $30 a letter.
I'll email them.
Yeah. I would say I could do 20. Right? Even that, I mean, $100 for your letter. Right?
Yeah.
Just if someone's coming over, you get the kid next door to come over with a flashlight. Hey, I'm getting a pizza. Hey, Jimmy, come over here. Shine some light on my lights, on my numbers. Okay, well, this isn't going to vibe score well. No, it's not going to vibe score up. But that's our new Lou 2. We'll have it up on our website. You decide. Go to the Vibe Score app and tell us what you think about it, and we'll give it a shot.
Listening to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Now back to the man himself on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. Welcome back. 8:09 in the morning. Thanks so much for joining us. We were giving away a bunch of raffle stuff when the... keep going, you guys. We have Sean and Casey who are playing today for us, which is very nice. Yeah, right. They're doing a great job. And thank you. And you don't have to do this, like, sir, when you want to tell me to turn it off, remember, this is a radio. You can go like this, big arms, like you're parking a plane. You know, that would be better for me because it's hard for me to see even though you're only 3 feet away from me. We were giving away a lot of stuff. We have some of the sponsors that are helping us here today with the Fox Home Center is Shiloh Cabinetry, Wilson Art Quartz Countertops, AZEK Decking, Zoeller Pumps. They're giving away a bunch of stuff. And we have Fox, we have Mr. Fix-It Lou's Crew t-shirts, which are sponsored by Fox Home Center. But, you know, I want to give a little love to the raffle for people that are here. And one of my main things that I love to give away, of course, is a bag of chicken manure from Espoma. So I want to do that on the air. So the winner, the really lucky winner today, I'm telling you, your garden, what are you laughing at, ma'am? Your garden's going to look, if you win, everything's going to look fantastic. My friend Mike Jacobowski worked in a chicken coop once, and evidently back then, because he's old, you know, they had like a whole layer of chicken wire where the chickens would stand and do their chicken stuff. And then they would do their business that would fall down below, and you had to go scrape and clean. How are the pancakes, by the way?
So good. So, am I loud?
No, I'm talking about chicken poop.
Oh.
And every now and then a chicken would fall through the wire and land in all that stuff. And you and him as the young kid, hey, kid, go get the chicken. He said the smell that would come out of there. Now, the difference here with the Espoma organic chicken manure smells like daffodils.
I feel like we need a sound effect for this.
For what, the chicken manure?
Yeah, when you talk about it.
Why? Like a chicken clucking? I'm telling you. It is full of nitrogen, natural. All right, here's the winner. You are so lucky. This is the luckiest person in Alsip. Ma'am... Look at this lady who's been looking at her numbers doesn't even want to know. This is what she's going to win. You're going to be the winner. Watch. Ready? Here it is. 87. Do you know the number now? You've memorized it. I've totally shamed you into knowing the number. 877-0530. It's not you. Oh, my gosh. You're so lucky. Congratulations. You raised chickens? You've raised chickens before? Perhaps that could be... You farm for well, that? You never know. There could be a little bit of something in you in there. Well, not you, you know, but your chickens. That would be a different bag. 312-981-7200. And, Mar, we have a microphone. If anybody has a question here, raise your hand. We'll get you a microphone. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Mike, who's in Homewood. Mike, you're on WGN. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Lou. Quick question about air conditioning units. I've got a very old 20-year air conditioning unit that I'm looking to upgrade to a more efficient one.
Okay.
Got a couple of prices for a 13-SEER air conditioning unit and another one for a, I guess it's 14 to 16-SEER more efficient air conditioning unit, but it's $500 more. What's your advice on a more efficient unit for that kind of extra cost?
Okay, so a couple questions. You're going to upgrade the AC unit, but what about the furnace itself? What's the age of that?
Actually, the furnace is only about 3 years old.
Okay. Are you someone that uses the AC a lot?
I would say average.
Okay, so in other words, are you only putting it on when it's over 80 degrees?
Correct.
All right. So you're kind of similar to how we are at our house. We don't really use the AC a ton unless it gets really warm. And, you know, you get that week or two of high humidity where the house is just super uncomfortable.
Right. That wasn't a pun, by the way, a ton.
But I'm bump.
Go ahead.
It was not. But okay. That was good. Sorry, I still have chicken manure on the brain. But because you live in Homewood down south, you know, it's warmer down here.
Right.
But no, but so the thing is, what I would tell you is I would save the $500. If you were somebody that, you know, I have a good friend of mine, Pete, who's got terrible allergies, and his AC unit runs constantly because he just needs it to breathe and to sleep and whatever. That's worth the extra $500 because you're going to save a ton of money on the energy. But if you're telling me that, you know what, I run this AC unit probably 3 or 4 times a year, even for a week at a time or whatever, I'd save the $500 and use it for something else.
Gotcha.
Better filtration system, you know, maybe a bigger media filter, something like that would be more appropriate for something like that.
And is there a difference between a brand name like Carrier and their off-brand like Pain?
So Pain, Carrier, and Bryant all come off of the same assembly line. And the Pain unit is an inexpensive, non-advertised unit that has a lot of the same parts.
Okay.
So, no. And I'll tell you that when you're doing this kind of stuff, you know, those types of brands, whether it's Pain, Train, Lennox, they're all good brands. It's all about the people installing it and making sure that they're that they know what they're doing. Now, let me ask you this. Where's that AC condensing unit in relationship to the furnace? How far away?
Fairly close, just right outside my back door.
Okay. So make sure, since you're doing this and you're manning the money, make sure that they're putting in a new line set for you.
Okay.
The copper wire that comes from the old furnace to the condensing unit. They'll say, oh, we can clean that out, no problem. Okay. If it's a short run and you can see it, like it's, oh, it's right here. It goes right here, boom, there's a hole in the wall and go.
Right.
Have all that little piece of copper, the copper and everything, brand new.
Versus flushing it.
Correct.
Gotcha.
All right. Hey, thanks, Mike, do me a favor. Hang on a second. Don't go anywhere. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to send you out a, we're going to send you out an Espoma prize pack, which does not, ma'am, include the chicken manure. I don't know why. But you're going to get the most effective natural and organic products on the market. Espoma products at your local flower and garden center retailers and participating Ace Hardware stores. It's worth $25. We'll get that information for you as well. Do we have someone out here with a microphone? 312-981-7200 is our phone number. And out here, there's no phone. You're just holding a microphone. What's your name? Where are you from?
Mary Ellen Harvey.
Harvey, nice to see you. Home of? Tom Dreesen. You have no idea who that is, do you?
Nope.
Really?
Really?
You know who Telly Savalas is, though, don't
yes.
you? Okay.
Now that the weather is broke, we want to do our yard work.
Okay.
So we have Malorganite, Magicel, and Jonathan Green, the deep
love
shade.
Love your lawn, love your soil.
No,
oh,
we haven't gotten
shade.
That one, the okay. dense shade. So we put Malorganite and then the Magicel and then the seed. How long in between each step?
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
All that stuff is natural. So the mistake that people make, first of all, Jonathan Green makes the best lawn seed. I get paid nothing by these people. It is really good stuff. And that dense shade, if you have an area in your lawn where it's like I've never grown grass before, this stuff works. You got to cultivate the soil. You've got to enrich the soil with those products that you spoke of, Malorganite, the Magicel. You'll be amazed at how this grass grows. Now, the mistake that a lot of people make is when they get into the four-step plan, that first step has a crabgrass preventer. If you put seed down and then you put that down, it kills the seed. And you're like, oh, I put the Scots down, I put the seed down, how come it's dead? Because you did exactly, the chemical did exactly what it's supposed to do. So stay away from all that four-step until the seed germinates and you have grass, okay? But that stuff really, really works.
Cool.
All right? All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We will take a quick break. We are live at Fox Home Center. By the way, this hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com, Fox Home Center, and by Wet and Forget. We'll be right back.
What the fuck say?
I got it. We're broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Alsip, sponsored by LP SmartSide Trim and Siding and Wilson Art Quartz. Okay, that's annoying. Oh, thank you for my thing. Are you guys ready for a little health tip? All natural. Do you like the all natural health tip? Can I tell the story? So you know my dog Enzo, right? Enzo the Wonder Dog, 9 years old, bad arthritis in his hips. Poor guy. Couldn't get him up off the rug. I had to, like, pick his rear end up. Took him to the vet. Oh, yeah, he's got bad arthritis. And so the vet prescribes Tamiral. Anybody ever taken it? It's like a painkiller drug that goes to your brain. Might have to put this dog on this thing for the rest of his life. He's only 9. He's Enzo the Wonder Dog. So I start giving him the pill, which, you know, giving a dog a pill, how many dog owners do you have? You got to stick it in their mouth, back in there. They hate it. You know, he's looking at me like, what are you doing? I am older than you, he says. And he's banging into the walls because he's loopy like he's drunk. Like Lindsay is with, how many mimosas have you had?
Half a one.
Half a one, oh, okay. Two. All right, she can't handle her liquor. Anyway, this is crazy. I go, I'm not going to give this dog this stuff. So I start doing the Google. And I look for natural ways to do whatever. And I come across this article about turmeric. Anyone? Are you waving in applause? Okay, good. Remember, it's radio. So turmeric. Oh, my gosh. These people are saying, I've been giving my dog this turmeric. He had terrible hips, bad arthritis. Feels. It's 3 weeks later, he's like a new dog. I'm like, I'm going to buy this. And it tastes like bacon and cheese. I didn't try it, but that's what it says. So I give Enzo these little pills. 3 weeks later, he's like a new dog. So then I start thinking, you know, I got this bad back that I don't talk about. Right? Wait. But I don't, but you're taking it, right? Or for your dog. You're taking the turmeric. Okay. So you do too. And you're nodding. You can't tell. How long have you been taking it? I'm taking it 2 weeks now. And my wife, too, a little knee pain. She goes, I don't know if it's in my head, but I feel like $1 million. And I've been doing it for 2 weeks, and while my back pain is not completely gone, I don't wake up looking like Quasimodo in the morning. You know, we're all aging together. Remember when I started, we were all 20. Keep nodding. Keep nodding. Do you have a question? How much do I take? One little pill. I think it's 500 milligrams.
Does it taste like beef and cheese?
It doesn't taste like beef and cheese, which I would like, personally. No, that's from that's from Elf. It's bacon and cheese. That's Elf saying you taste like, you smell like beef and cheese. That's what you're thinking of. I love that movie. Amazon.com. Or you could sprinkle it. You could just take it, the turmeric spice, and put it in your mouth. I don't think that would be, I think it would be gross. I like the bacon and cheese better. So what I'm saying is, me and Enzo taking the same stuff.
You know who else takes that? Is Jake Arrieta puts that in his shakes after every game. And he won the Cy Young last year. He's a big health freak like that.
Really?
He puts that in every single one of his drinks, only he uses the actual ginger, like the, you know, it's a little...
The actual plant. Spice.
Yeah, and you drop it in. And my dad does that, too. When he makes his shakes, they swear by it, both of them.
Really?
Yes.
And those Mr. and Mrs. Panionovich are just like jumping around doing cartwheels?
I wouldn't go that far.
I'm telling you, Lou's little health tip, turmeric, tastes like bacon and cheese. That's for the dog. But I am really sort of, I want to try it, the bacon and cheese. Well, I mean, how could it, I mean, it's got to be the same stuff.
Tell us, report
Enzo,
back next week. Okay?
Enzo eats it all right up. I'm going to try it. I'll let you know next week. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Caroline, who's in Roselle. Caroline, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic because of my turmeric.
Good.
How can I help you?
Okay. I have an old house that I am going to need to do the repiping. And I can't... I know about copper, but now they're offering a PEX type, and I don't. What do you think of the two?
PEX piping. PEX pipe. Is it a? Where do you live? Where's the house?
I was out. It's okay. An unincorporated area, actually.
Okay. And is it allowed by the plumbing code?
Yeah. Well, they tell me in county they have to. Yeah, that's what they tell me.
Okay. Double check. Just call the county and say, hey, we're thinking about using this PEX piping. What do you think? It is used so PEX piping, for those that don't know, is essentially a semi-rigid plastic water piping that's designed for domestic water pipe. It's used extensively in other cities and municipalities outside of major cities. So you can't use it in Chicago. In most suburbs of Chicago, it's not allowed. but it's completely safe. The one thing I will tell you is, you know, the plastic piping has a connotation where, you know, everybody talks about this BPH and in water bottles and things like that. Now, this is all BPH free and it's completely certified to be safe. But who knows? You know what I mean? And so, in other words, all I'm telling you is that if most of the homes around you have copper piping, stick with what most of the homes have around you, because when you go to sell someday, there may be this little, well, I'm not sure, if there's like some young mom, like the woman sitting next to me, who gets on the internet and reads about everything and then calls me up and says, oh my gosh, have you heard about this? Yeah, you. She went, me? That it may come back to kind of bite you in the you-know-what.
Okay.
So while the PEX piping, what's beautiful about the PEX piping in particular for new construction is they can pipe a house. It comes in a huge roll, and they drill these holes, and they bang, boom, bam. There's less fittings. They bend around corners. It literally is like heavy. It's not garden hose. I don't want to make it sound like that. But you can shape it and do all that kind of stuff, and then they use a big manifold, and it's good stuff. But if it were me, I would do copper and spend a little bit more for the copper, and you know what you have, and I think that you'll be happy with it. Thanks so much for the phone call.
It is well water.
It is well water? Okay. Well, that's okay. That's fine. I would still do the copper.
The weekend is here. The sun is shining. Time to get up and start to work on those home projects. Today's live broadcast at Fox Hope Center in Elsa is sponsored by AZEK Building Products, Shiloh Cabinetry, and Toto. Now back to Lou and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. Yes, nice to see you guys out here. Thank you so much for coming out. We're here at 1150 South Cicero in Alsip. It's warmer down here. Like I said, when it comes down south, it is beautiful. It's going to be a beautiful weekend and time to get out and do stuff. Before you get out and do stuff, though, I want to remind you that the Misericordia Candy Days is coming up the last weekend in April. And Anyone remember this, right? So I have a virtual candy jar that's at, you go to WGNRadio.com/events, and you can donate to my virtual candy jar, and it's sponsored by Townstone Financial. They're going to put in a $5,000 donation. We got to get to $5,000. We have had some terrific folks already sponsor. Our thanks to Mary Kay, Joan, Bev, Paul, Patrice H., the Monday Girls, and all you anonymous donors. You can just go right there. It's a first giving page. But if you go to WGNRadio.com and donate, we're trying to raise as much money as we can. I can't take your money here, sir. You know why? Lindsay takes it. Yeah. Yeah. But if you can go there, that would be great. And we're trying to raise as much money as we can. The Candy Days is a terrific fundraiser for them to try and give them independence from government money, which doesn't come. And they help take care of 600 adults and children with developmental disabilities. And we're getting close. We're almost to $2,000 so far, and we're trying to get to five so we can get our help. We're getting that help from Townstone Financial. So thanks to Townstone Financial, and all of those have donated. You can find all the information, as I said, at WGNRadio.com/events, and you can find out more about it. And so thank you so much for donating to it as well. All right, joining me up on the stage right now is Brian Daly, who is with LP Smart Side Trim and Siding. They're one of the sponsors as well that is helping us with this broadcast as well. Brian, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good. Very good.
Very nice. Now, before we talk about Smart Side Siding, tell people who LP is.
LP is a manufacturer of engineered wood products. We're based out of Nashville, have 17 plants across the country. And basically what we do is take trees that are substandard and turn them into better products for people to use in construction.
So LP stands for Louisiana Pacific, been around for a long time. One of the things that sort of LP pioneered was microlam beams and
Correct.
Talk a little bit about what those are.
We make what we call LVL, which is laminated veneer lumber. We make that's for support for headers. We do OSB, which is a product that is used to sheathe the housing, exterior sheeting. And then we also manufacture subflooring. For all, a lot of the products that you have in your home, you don't see. You're walking on them. They make your house stand up longer in time.
Right.
The exterior siding part is the LP Smart Side, which is my major responsibility. And
right.
That's been put in here. Actually, Fox Home Center put in a beautiful display featuring Diamond Coat, which is the finish system we put on it.
Okay.
And that's been a big draw to this facility here. John's been a new customer, and we're happy to have him.
All right, let's talk a little bit about, so here's Louisiana Pacific's been around. You probably have their products in your home. You don't even know it. Engineered products when it comes to building homes really, in many respects, in my opinion, make a better house, make a stronger house for carpenters in particular. A lot of that stuff is easier to use and gives you a more substantial, robust home. This LP Smart Side, your probably major competitor, which is a completely different product, is Hardie Board, which is a cementitious based product. Your LP Smart Side is a different composition of materials. Talk about what that is.
Okay. What we do with LP Smart Side is it's a mix of aspen and basswood, and we take that product, the trees, which is a fast-growing species. A lot of people think that we're, you know, when you're harvesting trees, we're not damaging the forest. We use sustainable forestry practices. That product is used for, we use the tree, 100% of it, when it comes into the plant. There's zero waste coming out of our plant out of Tomahawk, Wisconsin. Every bit of the wood fiber is reused to either heat the plant or goes into the product that comes out the other end.
Right.
What's nice about the product in contrast to our competition is it's cuttable with normal woodworking tools,
right.
Easily installed. Everything is 100% usable that's on that board that we produce that comes out to the public. Very little waste in the building process at that point.
Right. Now, with that product, the installation is very important. And I know you guys take great pride in making sure that the people that are installing it know what the heck they're doing so that, it isn't just, you don't just want to have somebody come in and say, oh, I'm a siding guy. Sure, I'll put that up for you. Because there are little tricks of the trade to make sure that this product is installed correctly, right?
Correct. And we spend a lot of time with our installers and with the public training them how to put it on. Next week we'll be running installation classes. We do that on a regular basis. One of the things we do is ensure that you understand the practices. We've started this year actually putting QR codes on the back of the product where you can take a picture with your smartphone and it'll give you the instructions for the exact product you're putting on the wall.
Okay.
So that's it's a big part of what we're doing for education. And the other thing we do is with our comforting contractors is we'll spend a lot of time full-day seminars. We bring in Journal of Light Construction, and we go from the ground up on how to do the proper install, including weatherization, which is very important.
Now, for those listening and those here, we're talking about siding, LP Smart Side siding. Tell me what it looks like. In other words, I'm thinking about putting siding on my home, and I think people naturally, when they think siding, they're like, oh, I'm going to put vinyl on my house. Where does it compare in price? And B, talk about the look of it all.
Okay. Comparing it to other products out in the market, we give you an authentic wood look. What's nice about our products is we're able to replicate pretty much anything that's been done with wood. So if you have a vertical look or horizontal look for siding, if you want a lap siding look, textures, smooth, all of those are available. We do shakes, so if you need that New England type look, you shake up in the gables,
right.
You can do that. Board and battens available, so there's a lot of different looks. Price-wise, you're going to fall a little bit more expensive than vinyl as far as that goes. It's a more of a premium product. Again, the Diamond Coat finish is a 30-year finish with a 15-year fade protection.
All right, wait, talk about that. So when you say Diamond Coat, you're throwing this out there because you do this all the time. How many of you know what Diamond Coat is? Nobody's raising their hand.
Nobody's.
Okay, so what is Diamond Coat? It's all right, Brian. I'll help you through this. Don't worry. We're going to get your promotion when you're done
first
with this.
First time. Give me some pass.
Exactly.
Diamond Coat is the finish we apply to the product, and that's done by a third-party pre-finisher for us. What happens is when we leave the plant, our product product is primed, and we send it to a finishing plant. Much like an automotive car is painted, we use an automotive painting system.
So in other words, I'm going to get my home smart. I go to John. Where's John? I go, John, I want to do my whole house, and I want this color. You offer...
We offer
a palette of colors.
Endless a palette. 30 standard colors are offered and
so
kept in inventory.
So I want canary yellow. And so you're going to have all this siding pre-finished canary yellow for me.
That is correct.
And it's going to come to the job site ready to go.
It'll come out to you ready to go in packs of four.
Okay.
All protected with slip sheets between them. You're ready to go. It's returnable at that point.
And... talk about that warranty and that finish.
Okay. The finish is a sprayed-on finish. We preheat the board before it goes into the sprayers. Airless sprayers spray the paint onto it. The finish then comes through a convection oven and gets baked onto it. At that point, it's completely dry and cooled down to temperate to make the finish harder. When we bring it out to the homeowner, at that point, they're going to get a 30-year finish warranty. So we're warranting against cracking, blistering, and peeling on that product.
Wow.
And then and an additional bonus is with the Diamond Coat, you get a 15-year warranty against fade. So that we guarantee the product not to degrade in color for 15 years.
And then when you do that finish, I was talking a little bit about the installation. Obviously, the siding gets cut and shaped and even ripped in certain areas. You'll also send out that color for the installer so that those raw ends, when they get cut, get touched up, because that's an important installation trick when it comes to SmartSide, correct?
Yeah, correct. We supply touch-up paint. When you place your order, we typically will supply you with a quart of paint in the color of your choice.
Right.
And that's to touch up any nicks, scratches, places where you had a cut. We want you to reseal the wood fiber at that point.
That's great. Well, we took, they sent us some really nice pictures. I know we're talking siding. It doesn't sound super sexy. But when you see the pictures I put up on my Facebook page of homes that were done in this smart site, if you go to Facebook and you go to Lou Manfredini, we've got links to their products there and some beautiful pictures of homes that have been done with this siding. And it's terrific. I mean, I think it's awesome. And what I like about it is that it is a, you know, obviously, in your opinion, it's the best siding out there. But it's a great option as far as, you know, you've got very valid competitors in the space, and it's something that gives people choice to consider, and I think you'll find that it's a really, really good product, and it's all about the right people installing it, and it's something that I know you guys are trying to grow this market share because you got the 10,000-pound gorilla that's been here for a while, but it's really good stuff, and the fact that LP, that name is behind it, I think is very valuable.
Very much so. And then when you look at our product versus some of our competitors in the market, just the ease of install, the safety of the product without a silica-based product
right.
to deal with, you have less pieces on the house. We run in 16-foot lengths where our competition is typically in 12-foot. So on a typical 30-square house, there'd be 170 less pieces for you to put onto the house at
right.
that point in time.
Right, what makes the installation faster, which
much
saves
faster,
you money. Right.
Saves you a little bit of money, right. Less times up and down the ladder.
That's great. Brian Daly, representative from LP SmartSide and Trim. Thank you, Brian, so much for coming and helping to sponsor our broadcast here at Fox Home Center.
Everybody get up.
Wake up. Time to tune in to that lovable Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. We're broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Alsep, sponsored by AZEK Building Products and Shiloh Cabinetry and Toto. And by the way, you can join us next Saturday, April 23rd, from 7 to 10 a.m. when I'll be broadcasting the Mr. Fix-It Show live from By the Yard Outdoor Furniture Store in Vernon Hills. We'll help you prep your outdoor space for spring. Shop By the Yard Showroom. It's filled with a huge selection of sustainable patio furniture and accessories. You can enjoy breakfast treats, and you'll have a chance to win prizes during the broadcast, courtesy of By the Yard. For more details at WGNradio.com/events, and come out to the By the Yard event at 900 South Milwaukee Avenue in Vernon Hills next Saturday, April 23rd. Thank you, by the way, because, there's my thing. Very nice. Very nice. All right. Very nice. Thank you. People are already donating to, Misericordia and the Candy Days. Thank you, Anonymous, who just donated $200. That's awesome. Thank you, Anonymous. That group that goes into people's computers, Anonymous, right? Not that group. We don't want their money. They're mean people. but not that anonymous. We like that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Greg, who says he's in Delaware. Really?
Yeah, I escaped Chicago and all your taxes and moved to Delaware, where we have no shopping tax, so I can go and I can buy a big screen TV and not have to worry about paying 900% tax like you guys do in Illinois.
Take us with you. Take us with you.
You're all welcome. There's only about a million of us here in Delaware, so.
Oh, very nice. Anyway, how can I help you, Greg?
I watch a lot of apocalyptic movies and TV shows, and I'm wondering about a backup well pump, like that I can pump with my hand. We have a regular electric well pump, but in case, you know, something happens and our generator runs out of gas and we don't have any other way to get water, is there something I can put, some kind of system that you would recommend? I know there are a lot of them that I can put on top of my well and get water out of it by pumping it.
You watching a lot of Walking Dead? What are you doing?
Yeah, Walking Dead, Mad Max, all that.
Okay. So, all right, so let's think about this. So you want to have some sort of manual pump that you can buy to just be able to get water out of the well and, like, put it into a bucket.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't need to be very complicated. I don't need to be, like, I looked kind of little last night, and there are a bunch of, like, systems that you can buy.
No. Here's what you're going to do. You can buy a hand crank pump that they use for in. So what you're going to Google is hand crank fluid management pump, and essentially what it is at the gas station when you go to the Jiffy Lube, they have a 30 gallon drum of oil, and there's a crank pump like this that the guy puts under there, and he puts the container that he's going to fill your car with. And he cranks the oil out of this thing, and it's got a shaft on the bottom. Now, that shaft is probably only, you know, that siphon tube that comes out of that 30-gallon barrel, because it's made for that, is maybe only, I don't know, 3 feet long. But then you can take a clear piece of plastic and go right over that pipe with a hose clamp and dump it down in your well. And then you've got another outlet there that you can pump into your bucket or whatever you want, and get all the water you want, so that when Mad Max and Charlize Theron and her, you know, missing her arm comes with the big huge truck, you'll be the one that provide everybody with water. Greg, that's an interesting call, right? When everything goes loose, I want to still get water out of my well, but you can do it. Appreciate you calling.
Today's live broadcast at Fox Home Center in Alsip is sponsored by ASEC Building Products, Shiloh Cabinetry, and Toto. Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own
910 in the morning. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Lindeman Chimney Company and by Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Thank you so much for the crowd that's out here. We got lots of thank yous to get to coming up in a little bit later on in the show. We're here till 10 o'clock. And also, our Just Text Me segment coming up after 9:30. So if you'd like to text us some questions, you can do that as well at 312-981-7200. Before we go on with the show, I want to talk a little bit about Fox Home Center, where we're at. Joining me on the stage right here is Dennis. Hi, Dennis. How are you?
Good, Lou. How are you doing?
Good. Nice to have you here. Dennis, so we've heard a lot about Fox Home Center just from the ads, and I've been lucky enough to be here a few times. Tell me about this company and what it is you guys all do here. You're a full-service
lumberyard, home center, the whole bit right down the line.
Right. And we're in the middle of a bunch of beautiful kitchen cabinetries, displays. These happen to be Shiloh cabinets right here, but you do a whole heck of a lot more than that here, right?
Absolutely. We do vinyl fences. We do wood fences, decking, railings, interior, exterior doors, moldings, millworks, the whole line right down.
And did I see like a whole line of sheds out there as well that you do?
Absolutely. And we're going to start doing one by LP Smart Siding now. They have their own brand. We're going to start putting those up on display here and selling those as well.
Nice. And do you sell those complete, or do you bring them to, do you build them on site, or how do those work?
We usually build them right on site, or we can take and sell the package to the homeowner, let the homeowner take care of it from there.
Got it. Now, something that's unique about you is, now look at this guy right here, right? You're seeing, taking a look at this guy? He's worked here almost 40 years. He looks like he's 25 years old. Huh? Since he was two. Did you start when you were two?
Four and a half.
What is it, John, like a slave driver, that family? What are they doing,
no,
putting little kids to work?
It's a great family-owned business. I've been here since I was 15. I took a year off when I got out of high school. I came back. I've been here at least 40 years in June.
Wow, that's awesome. 40 years. I got shoes I'm wearing that I think are 40 years old. That's fantastic. And so what is your, I bet over the 40 years, your role has changed here a little bit.
Oh, quite a bit.
What did you,
from stock
boy
all the way up.
So when you were 15, you were like hiding out in the back so nobody could see you.
Well, we tried to, but, you know, there's eyes all over the place.
Right, exactly. And so what is your role now here at Fox Home Center?
Well, I'm in charge of the decking program. We have over 9 different manufacturers we deal with. I have over 60 colors on display, 2 Brazilian hardwoods up on top of our deck display over there. As well as I take care of a lot of interior, exterior doors, millwork, stuff like that.
That's great. And when you look at, you know, predominantly your customers here, I mean, is it a nice blend between contractors and homeowners? Is it 50-50? What would you say that is that coming through the door?
Well, we have our fair share of contractors that come in here. Pretty much we're more homeowner-based. Which is a great thing. But like I say, the contractors and stuff that we do get are very loyal. We've had a lot of them for many, many years. Some of them have come in longer than I've been working here.
Wow. And you mentioned a little bit about like the fencing and decking. Do you offer installed services with that as well?
On the fencing we do, especially the cedar and the vinyl, we have our own installer. We've had for over 15 years.
Wow.
As far as the decks and stuff like that, we do have contractors that we do recommend that we've known for many, many years that we know do a great job.
That's great. All right. Well, when you come to Fox Home Center, ask for Dennis. Chances are he'll still be here because he's worked here for almost 40 years. Congratulations, Dennis. That's great. Thanks for joining us.
Not a problem. Thank
Appreciate
you very much.
It. Yeah. 9:14 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Ken, who's in Michigan. Hey, Ken, you're on WGN.
My goodness, that was fast. Yeah, I have a couple of questions to ask.
Yes, sir.
I recently put a workshop in my basement, and I want to put a coating on it. I was thinking of an epoxy coating.
Wait. A coating on what? On the floor?
On the floor.
Okay.
And I was thinking of an epoxy.
An epoxy coating?
Yes.
Okay. And have you looked at any yet, or are you just looking for a recommendation?
I'm looking for your recommendation.
All right. Do you want it to look like a paint, or do you want it to look like a stain?
Like a paint.
Okay. So there's a new line of epoxy coating that Rust-Oleum has called Rock Solid. And you can find that at paint stores, hardware stores, and it's super durable. You can put it down yourself. It comes in a bunch of different colors. And, you know, for a workroom like you're talking about, you'd probably put it down and never have to worry about it peeling up at all, ever.
What about preparation of the floor?
You got to clean it. Typically, the kit comes with a citrus-based cleaner. So you're going to need a little water, some warm water. You're going to use the citrus-based cleaner and a like a deck brush to kind of scrub the floor a little bit. Do you have a floor drain down there?
Well, it's over the other side of the basement.
All right. Well, you're going to have to push all the water over there. Can you get to the other side of the basement?
Pardon?
Can you get, in other words, if you were to put some water down there and scrub that floor, could you get the water to that drain with like a squeegee?
No, it's quite a ways away.
Okay. Well, then you're going to, go ahead.
I think I would have to mop it up.
All right. So then if you're going to mop it, you're going to scrub it, mop it, which is going to be a little tricky. You know, it's going to take you a little bit more time. Or what you could do is scrub it really well, and then do you have a shop vac in your new shop?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, you can just suck it all up with the shop vac and then roll that over to the drain and then drain it out into the drain.
Good idea.
Hey, look at that. I'm full of it. What? You had another question, Ken?
Yeah, this was a couple of years ago. I put in some Marvin replacement windows, and yeah, I know. And last winter we had a hard winter up here, and on the north side they frosted around the edges of the window. What can I do to prevent that?
It frosted around the edges of the window. You mean the glass itself?
The glass itself.
Okay. Now, on the inside you had the frost?
Yes.
Okay. So
at the bottom.
Right. So that is a function of the temperature outside and the moisture level on the inside of your home.
Correct.
I get a lot of this question when it gets really cold outside, where people are like, my windows are failing, or in a situation like what you said, I just put these new windows in and there's ice forming on the inside. The windows are doing exactly what they're supposed to do. They're tempering and not allowing that heat to escape from the inside, but because that moisture is banging up against that glass and that insulated window, it's forming ice. And so that is a function of too much moisture on the inside the house. And so when it gets really cold outside, what you have to try and do is adjust the moisture level inside the house. So if you're using a whole house humidifier, or you do a lot of cooking or whatever, if that moisture level is over 30% when it's below 20 degrees outside, you're going to get moisture on the glass. Now, the thing to remember is that for people, now we're getting into spring, nobody wants to hear about winter, but if you're going to adjust your humidifier and say, all right, well, Lou said turn it down, it takes a good 24 hours for that moisture level to change. So it isn't something that's immediate. It takes a while. So you want to be religious about using exhaust fans. If you have ceiling fans when it's really cold outside, running those on reverse and on low will help to move that moisture around so it doesn't just get concentrated on the glass, and that should help as well. Appreciate the phone call.
We are broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Alsup, sponsored by LP SmartSide Trim and Siding and Wilson Art Quartz. Hey, I want to tell you about something going on that a friend of mine has going on. He has an Ace store called Leader Ace Hardware, which is at 980 Route 22 in Fox River Grove. They have a spring open house Saturday, April 16th. That's today from 10 a.m. to 4. They've got grilling demos, and they've got great prices on all kinds of products from Weber, Steel, Traeger, the Big Green Egg, Showa, Toro, and Prince. Grilling demos, kids' activities, including a craft station, a prize wheel benefiting Lurie's Children's Hospital. And they've got a one-day sale where you can get $10 off of a $20 purchase. So head on out to Leader Ace Hardware today between 10 and 4, 980 Route 22 in Fox River Grove. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's also our text line. Let's go to the phones now and talk to Phyllis in Wilmette. Phyllis, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
I've been getting estimates on replacing part of my concrete in the back and on the driveway, and I have two downspouts that come from on each side of the house, and one of them drains onto the concrete. Now, I've had some contractors come out, and they say they can, when they break up the concrete, they can put a PVC pipe underneath the concrete to drain away from the house on both sides, and I want to know what happens in the winter if it freezes up, or is this a feasible thing to do, or what's your opinion on something like this?
I mean, it's a feasible thing to do, but without seeing your property, I just want to make sure that it's pitched correctly. So the idea, what happens with those systems is they can become clogged with leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that it gets flushed out. In other words, if they put this pipe underneath the concrete and it goes to the other side, where is it draining to?
It's going to drain on one side of the house. It's going to drain away from the house to the bushes.
Right.
And on the other side, it would drain away from the house into the grass.
And they're going to put like what's called a little bubbler pot, where it's going to pop up when the water comes?
I believe it's called a bubbler pot. I'm assuming so.
Okay. Because in other words, if I go under the concrete, the area where it's going to come out, is that lower than the concrete or the same level?
It'll be lower than the concrete.
Okay. Then that works.
They're talking about 4 or 6 inch concrete.
Right. So if it's lower and we get a nice pitch out of that, it's great. No problem. But what I will tell you is if they're going to do that underground, and they're going to think you're so smart, too, Phyllis, when you say this, when you use the PVC pipe, I want you to use Schedule 80 pipe.
Schedule 80?
Just say it like that. Make sure you're using Schedule 80. Say it with confidence like that, and the guy's going to be like, oh, my God, this lady's a genius.
Okay. Okay.
What a lot of these guys do is they use regular Schedule 40, which is used for waste and vent inside a house, but it's not designed to go underground, which Schedule 80 is.
Okay, so is the water running onto the driveway all these years? It was an addition on the house, and then they put these new drains. Well, is this what caused all the cracks to appear in the concrete?
Well, it didn't help it.
Oh, okay.
And you know when sometimes when the water splashed and then it froze and it was icy and you were worried about falling on your keister?
Right. That's why I want to put the one into the ground away from the house because it gets like a sheet of ice out there.
All right. Let's practice a second, Phyllis, okay?
Okay.
Phyllis, this is Lou from ABC Concrete. Look, we're going to put some plastic underneath the driveway and we're going to put the drain it out over to the side there and then it's not going to drain.
Okay. Oh, it's not going to drain.
No. And it's not going to drain onto the concrete. And you say
you're going to use Schedule 80 pipe.
Wow! Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Sure. No problem, Phyllis. That's what we're going to use.
So then I shouldn't have a problem, right?
Yeah. I need you to do it a little faster though, because you sounded a little more confused. You needed more authority. Hi, it's Lou from ABC Concrete. We're going to do the concrete, Phyllis, and we're going to put some plastic pipe under the concrete so that it drains on the other side, so you don't get the ice in there, and you'll be real happy with that.
Okay, you're going to use Schedule 8 piping. Is that right?
No. You mean one more time, Schedule 80.
Schedule 80. Pipe.
Yeah.
I wrote that down already.
All right. Just got to say with conviction. I need you to say it with conviction so that they think you're a genius.
I'll practice before
right.
they talk.
Practice. Now, do it. Get a friend over to practice that.
The one that goes to the grass, should they use that same piping going to into the grass?
The whole thing. All
the
Schedule 80. Whole thing.
Schedule
and make sure
80.
You give me a bubbler pot, too.
A bubbler pot. Okay.
Yeah, write all that down.
Okay. Bubbler pot. Okay.
Right. I love you, Phyllis.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
9:29 in the morning. We're live at Fox Home Center in Alsip.
That's me. Time for Just Text Me.
Welcome back.
Shoot us a text, but not while driving. Back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. We're here live at Fox Home Center in Alsip. We're here until 10 o'clock this morning. We have a nice crowd out here. Thank you so much for joining us. Sean and Casey providing the music. How about a nice round of applause for Sean and Casey? Very nice. I keep yelling out songs to them. Hey, before we do Just Text Me, this lady has been hanging on with the microphone. Can we answer her question first? You don't have to stand up, ma'am. You can if you want, but nobody can see you on the radio. She's lovely. She looks just like Julia Roberts. No one knows. She just turned 80. You look like an 80-year-old Julia Roberts.
Thank you.
Yeah, Julia Roberts is going to look fantastic. How can I help you?
Lou, my question to you is, when are you going to write a book like Orion and Stephen Johnny and Max?
You mean not a home improvement book?
No, I mean a biography book.
Oh.
You could include home improvements, too.
Yeah. Well, that's a good question.
I would buy it. You got
a
customer right here.
Well, that's very nice of you. How about this? Here's my answer to you. You never know.
Okay.
How's that?
That's okay.
Is that vague enough?
Yes, it's not yes and it's not no.
It's not yes and
maybe.
It's not no. You never know. That's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We have another question. We're moving this down. Great. All right, here we go. And then we'll do our Just Text Me segment. Here we go.
Just talk to me.
What?
You can just say this is called Just Talk to Me.
Just Talk to Me. Yeah, this is our new segment, Just Talk to Me. Hello there, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm good. What's your name? Where are you from?
Paul from Alsip.
Thank you for coming down, Paul.
I wanted to ask you, you mentioned the M53 Zoller.
Yep.
I've got one running every half hour on the hour almost since the beginning of the year. I go down and look in the pit, the sump pump pit, nothing coming out the sides. It appears that they punched holes in the bottom of the pit, and the water that comes up from the bottom of the pit there.
Okay.
I've talked to the developer, and he says, well, there's a high water table. Now, is it right to punch holes in the bottom of the pit?
I mean, it's okay.
But does it make it come on more often then?
Right. But so in other words, like on a day like today.
It's running. It's running every half hour.
Right. So here's what I want you to do when you go home. I want you to unplug the pump.
Okay.
And see where the water stops. Now, if it stops at least a foot below the top of the pit, okay, then I want you to raise that pump inside the pit so the pit holds more water. It's okay, but I need at least 12 inches of water level below to do that. If all of a sudden you unplug it and the water comes all the way to the floor, you know, if you see it coming up and holy smokes, it's coming, plug it back in, or you're going to flood the basement, which you won't, because otherwise you'd see evidence of water. But if it's there, because the Zoller, the problem is those floats are connected to the body of the pump. You can't adjust the float.
Not adjustable.
Correct,
no.
But you can adjust the pump. So you'd have to cut the pipe, put a cinder block, and raise the pump.
Well, you don't want to go so high that on the side pieces that you're taking the water in on the sides. You know, where the drains that come out the sides.
I understand, but all I'm saying is I don't care if that pit holds more water. God bless you. As long as you have at least 12 inches of space when you unplug that pump, today's a perfect day to do it. It's not raining.
Okay.
And say, hey, look at that. It's holding the water. It's 16 inches below the top of the pit.
How long will my Zoller hold out by going like that every...
Well, I mean, the average life of a sump pump is about 7 years. The average life of a switch is 3. But the problem is you're listening to this thing all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
You're sitting there watching the nightly news.
Yes.
What nightly news do you watch?
WGN.
Attaboy. Here, give him this. Give him this. There you go. You know, you're smart. You're a smart guy.
So your thought is just raise that pump up.
Make all
sure
day.
The water level.
All day.
All day.
All day.
So if it goes off every half hour, still, and if I raise it.
It won't.
It won't. It
right.
won't.
And if the pit holds more water, who cares?
Even though it's going into the side pieces?
Correct. It won't. Water's going to seek its own level. So it's just going to sit. That water's at that level already, to your point of if it's a high water table. So if I'm 12 inches below everything right there and it's going to sit there and it's going to run less, great. When you need it to run, it's going to run.
Well, you think,
is it a finished basement?
No. Okay. You think my Zoller will hold out going off every half hour like that?
Yeah, but you're going to have to, I mean, the more it runs.
Yeah, the less.
Okay. Right?
All right, I'll try that then.
Let me ask you this. How old of a gentleman are you? May I ask?
I'm 75.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've been running a long time.
Yeah, it's been running a long time.
Right.
All right.
See the young lady in the yellow? She hasn't been running a long time. She's got a lot more run time than you and me. Capiche?
Yes, yes.
All right.
Okay, Lou, thanks.
You got it. All right, it's Just Text Me.
Yeah.
What's taking you so long? Hi.
Just Text Me. Okay, let's see. We've got a couple here. Let me take a look. Lou, we have vinyl clad steel siding on our house. It's been on about 25 years, and it's starting to look faded. Anything I can do to bring it back? Bring back the color. Sorry.
Side your entire house with LP Smart Side.
I knew where you were going with that.
I mean, the thing is, if the color's faded on something like that, the only thing you're going to do is repaint it, which you can paint anything. But once you paint it, you need to know that you have a painted surface. So if you spend the money to have a painter come out, say it's, I don't know how big the house is, but if you spent $3,000, $5,000, depending on the size of the house, 5, 6, 7, 8 years from now, you're going to paint again.
Got it. 847, I know this sounds crazy, but I have this idea. Can insulation be added behind an interior wall by blowing it through a hole punched in the drywall?
It's not a crazy idea. It's a difficult idea, but yes, it can be. You can fill that on an interior wall. If you're trying to do that for sound, it will have a minimal effect. So, you know, if it's for some sort of heating aspect of it or to temper that space, it will help. But blown-in insulation doesn't have the density to block the kind of sound attenuation that you're looking for.
All right, 262 or 815, need to replace a gas grill. What is most important to look for?
So there's a lot of different manufacturers. Weber. Who took my horn? Thank you. Thank you. Weber is the only company where you can still get parts for a grill that's 10 years old. So you can come to a Weber dealer like the Ace in Villa Park or the Ace in Edgebrook or any Ace that's a Weber dealer, and they've got all these parts. And you've got a 10-year-old Weber grill, and you need new flavorizer bars or grates or whatever. You go buy a cheap and expensive grill, and 5 years down the road it starts falling apart, but there's a couple things missing. It's hard to find the parts. And so while you'll spend a little bit more money on that Weber, long-term it's a better way to go.
And last, I have canvas awnings which have gotten dirty over the past 4 or 5 years. It's stubborn dirt mixed with tree sap. Is there anything we can do to get it clean? Would wet and forget do the trick? Or do you have a service you could provide?
Well, do we know where they live?
773.
Oh, that narrows it.
Oh, wait, Edison Park.
That narrows it down. With awnings, the wet and forget will work, but it'll take some time. What I would tell you to use is there's a cleaner by Concrobium called Mold Eraser. And it comes in like a giant pill bottle. It looks like a giant vitamin bottle. But it's essentially a souped-up version of sodium bicarbonate. And you mix it with hot water, and it starts to percolate and bubble, and then you rub it, you brush it onto this canvas, and you let it do its job, and you wipe it away, and the stuff will look brand new. As far as a service goes, you could get some pressure washing company, but the problem you have with that is it can really wreak havoc on the canvas. And I don't have a specific name. Actually, you know who does commercial cleaning under a different name, but you could call, is the guys at DeckTech. And DeckTech offers a power washing service of a different division that they could probably help with that as well.
Cool. That's right. Our Just Text Me.
Just text me, but don't text and drive.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial at 9:52 in the morning.
Keep smiling.
Oh, we have an audience member that's going to be our last caller this morning. Townstone Financial, also the sponsor of Lou's Virtual Candy Jar, that you can find out information at WGNradio.com/events on behalf of Misericordia and their Candy Days. Hello, ma'am. What's your name and where are you from?
I am Arlene. I'm from Oak Lawn.
In a Cubs?
Southside Cub fan, baby.
Wow.
Go Cubs, go.
Yeah. This is tough waters for you down
it
here.
It is,
yeah.
But I've got big shoulders.
Well, you're braver than I am. I mean, I'm a Cubs fan, but I kind of keep it on the down low right now. You know, I want the Southsiders to like me. I love you, Southsiders. I do.
We love you too, Lou.
Oh, thank you, Sam. How can I help you?
This question is for my sister-in-law. She had to leave. She was here earlier.
Sorry.
She, in her basement, they have radiant heat in the floor.
Nice.
And it no longer is working, and they're wondering how you figure out, they feel there's a leak somewhere.
Yeah.
How do you figure out where the leak, how would you troubleshoot that as far as to fix that?
So there's a couple ways to diagnose this. You need a hydronic heating person that really knows their stuff. And what they will do is they will make sure the system is full. It's a finished basement, I assume?
Yes.
All right, so they'll fill the system up and they'll crank it up and really get it to work. So they're going to then essentially take a infrared gun and try and find the hottest spot in the floor, which more than likely means that hot water is leaking out, okay? Then they have to bust open that floor. And then Pandora's box starts, right? And everybody comes out. Because once you start breaking up that floor, if it's an older house, chances are it's probably a copper piping or some kind. You start to loosen a lot of stuff up. So it isn't that it's impossible to fix. It's just difficult. Now, where does she live?
She also lives in Oak Lawn.
Okay. So there was a sponsor that we had on WGN a while ago that only did well, here's what I'm going to have you do. We have a sponsor that represents all of the union heating and air conditioning contractors in the Chicagoland area that do residential as well. But they're also very good at hydronics. So that's what we need here. We need somebody who knows what they're doing. The website is iwantsmart.com. I'll give you a pen.
Okay.
Then you're gonna call them, or you're gonna go to the website. You're gonna plug in your zip code, and you're gonna get a couple of contractors to come out, and they're gonna take a look at it and say, "What's your sister's name?"
Adrian.
Adrian, this is what we got to do. Yo, Adrian. Yo. Hey, yo, Adrian. You got a leaky basement here, Adrian. And they'll take care of it. Okay, that's the way
Thank
to start.
You
got it. Radiant heat's great, but it's problematic when it gets older, especially some of the older systems. All right, it's 9:55 in the morning. We're going to say lots of thank yous to all you people first, and then all the people that help put this show on. All right, 9:58 in the morning, a bunch of thank yous to say, first of all, to our host, the Fox Home Center, John Laird, and all of his sisters who are at the Tiki Bar. How about a nice round of applause for the Tiki Bar? His entire staff here. Back at the station, Bob Ferguson is doing the engineering. Bennett Wakefield, Lindsay's new favorite producer. What?
Wake Knight.
Wake Knight? It says Wakefield.
Yes.
Wake Knight and his cousin Wakefield. Adam Phillips here, who put this whole thing together as a producer. And then Rick and Marlene, who are always here. The food by Didi Sirocco from Gravy. Danielle Karen from Delicious Desserts and United Kitchen, which, by the way, they're all part of this big United Kitchen thing. And I was just found out that on April 20th through April 21st, at the United Kitchen at 26 Calendar Avenue in LaGrange, they're going to give 15% of all their sales to Misericordia. I love you people. I like this. And the one and only Lindsay Smithwick right here, my producer extraordinaire. You guys all see how mean she is to me, right? Live. Did you see how many times she poked at me? But she does a great job. She runs the whole thing and really does a great job. Adam, it sounded great today. Thank you very much. More importantly, thank you all for coming out this morning. All of you that came so early this morning, you're terrific. And Sean and Casey over here, who are playing all day, nice job, boys. Thank you very much for coming.